This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today on this last weekend of July. Huge show for you this week. My first guest, a friend of many, many years, the lead singer of Three Dog Night, Chuck Negron, is going to be joining us. Then from Fox News, this is going to be a real exciting interview, Judge Jeanine Hero will be on the show. Later on, from ABC's Splitting Up Together, Oliver Hudson will be joining us. Next hour, from Sha-na-na, none other than Bowser himself, also from Fox with a new book called 10 Laws of Enduring Success, is Maria Bartiromo, country star Lori Morgan, and then we'll be chatting with the travel junkie Julia Diamond. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy today. Just hang around, because right after a quick break, I'll be here with Three Dog Night's Chuck Negron.
A new report from Visa provides a surprising look at how small businesses are faring in today's digital world and offers a guide to help. Have a small to medium-sized business or planning to start one? According to the Digital Transformation of Small Businesses, the Future of Commerce report, 75% of consumers surveyed want to pay digitally, and 90% say they want to support small businesses. But there's a catch. While 52% of consumers surveyed check a business website before shopping, more than half of small businesses do not have an online presence. Visa and a host of digital leaders want to help small businesses meet consumer demand and open up digital channels that can help grow their businesses with a report that provides tips and insights to do so. Visa estimates digital payments cost the small businesses surveyed 57% less than cash payments. Learn how to upgrade your digital payment acceptance. Quick and simple changes can make a big difference for small businesses. For more information, visit usa.visa.com/smbdigital.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
This is no Hail Mary, no porcelain bread. Not a one day Sunday ritual or a hollow hallelujah. Lived on empty amens at the end of my breath. Just words thrown together and talk.
That is the voice of the man. I've known this gentleman for a long, long time. Haven't talked to him in a while, and I'm anxious he's back. He's not only one of the most talented guys in this business, he's one of the nicest guys in this business. Joining us right now with yet another new CD is our friend Chuck Negron. Hey, Chuck, how you doing?
I'm fine, Ron. I'm really nice to be talking to you again.
Well, we haven't talked in a long time, but when I talk about being a nice guy in this business, I got to tell a quick story before we get into what we want to talk about today. We were doing a show, a radio show, in Lake Tahoe, and it happened to be over the weekend of Father's Day, which, you know, people want to stay with their family and so on and so forth. And Chuck flew in from Los Angeles to Lake Tahoe just to do the radio show in the lobby of, I think it was Harvey's or Harry's or somebody. And I never forgot that. You talk about a man that comes to the aid of friends. This is the guy. I never forget that, Chuck, never.
Oh, well, yeah, I remember it. Yeah, well, you've been very nice to me, and it was my pleasure to be there for you.
Well, I appreciate that. Brand new CD out. This is terrific. And now you're like the Partridge Family now. You're bringing in the daughters. I love this new CD. And it features your daughters, Charlie and Annabelle. Tell us about this thing, Chuck.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yes, it's the three of us. They've been singing with me since they both were, little kids. They've always wanted, always wanted to come up on the stage when I'm, doing shows and... So, they've done that for years. Then when Charlie, who's now 23,
wow,
was 10, she made a record, a duet with me, which went on a CD, a DVD that I did. And it was, David Foster was on, played piano, and all these great guys were on the session. And so she's, wanted to sing for a long time, and actually just graduated Cal Arts, which was the very prestigious art school, the musical school in California. So, she was very excited about doing it. And Annabelle actually was 13 when we started doing this this record. So, it's not really her career path, but she loves to sing.
Well, that's great. And they sound terrific. The version of Be My Baby by the Ronettes that is done on the CD is sensational. In fact, when you cover a record, and you know this better than anybody, when somebody covers a record, it's always like, really tender territory because you don't know if you're going to do it justice. She sounds better than the Ronettes.
Oh, that's very nice. Yes, both girls on it. So Annabelle starts and then Charlie.
Yeah.
Sings the second half, which is Do I Love You? So, I was very pleased with the way they did it. And, in the album, we had a good time doing it. And, I wanted them to see, how I'm like when I work and just to kind of get a taste of it to see if this is something they were interested in doing.
Well, they're working at the feet of the pro, I tell you. Negron Generations is the name of the brand new CD. It's available at chucknegron.com and digital musical outlets everywhere. Chuck, you got some stuff on there, too, that were three unreleased tracks by Three Dog Night. The Letter, Save Our Ship, and This Is Your Captain Calling.
Yes, we found... I have some masters, in 2000, seven masters were reverted to Danny Corey and I, that we would own them in the future. It was a deal we made with, ABC years ago, and finally, they reverted back to us. And on one of the masters that I got, actually not from the record company, not via the record company, but I got from an old manager, there were three extra songs on it. And I listened to them and I went, oh my God, I remember this. We never got to finish them. So, I went in and just kind of finished them up and put them on this record. So I'm very excited for the fans to have this.
Yes. One of the things that Chuck does, ladies and gentlemen, is that he constantly recreates himself. He's had several CDs out over the past years. This one, of course, as we mentioned, A Family Affair. And you and I talked about this once before, Chuck. When you've had so many hits, huge, we're not talking about marginal stuff here, huge hits in a career, it's very difficult to go on stage and not play all the hits. It's tough to introduce new music, is it not?
Oh, it's very, very, very difficult. Especially... and the genre that I'm working with now, because there are fans that are there to see and hear the old music. So,
sure.
I can't, when I do the Happy Together tour, I can't do anything new. I have to do all the old hits, which is fine. That's what I'm there for. So, I love it. With my solo band, I would do a lot of new, not a lot, several songs, and I found that the promoters were going, could you do a little less? They really want to hear the hits. And the reason, the dilemma I had was that we had so many hits.
Yeah.
That they, they want to hear as many as possible. So when I did new stuff, it cut into some of the hits, which usually isn't a problem for most bands. You know, they do three, four, whatever hits they do, then they do new stuff. But for me, there were so many hits. So, I do the best I can. We try to make sure that the fans get what they want.
Boy, that's a heck of a dilemma to be put in. You know, I got so many hits, I can't sing them all in the show. You can't say that about the tremolos, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, this Happy Together tour, and this is a great combination of people. The Turtles, featuring Flo and Eddie, they're crazy. The Association, the Box Tops, the Cow Sills, and the Archers, starring Ron Dante. A few people probably know that he was the voice of all the Archies.
Yes, and many, many commercials.
Many commercials. The tour schedule that you on is like the old days. I mean, you're going to be doing, over 60 tours, and that does that include the Happy Together tour, or is that just you and the band?
That's, in fact, the Happy Together tour we did this past year was just 50, just the Happy Together tour, and
wow.
Then the year before it was 60, mm-hmm. 60 days. So that's just that. My solo dates are added on to that. But the Happy Together tour is quite an extensive packed tour because you leave in June and ends in August or September depending on the amount of dates. And you're doing five shows a week.
Wow.
So that's quite a bit. Actually, we had some weeks where we did six.
Mm-hmm. Well, and at your age of 52, that shouldn't be that hard.
Well, no, but I'm much younger than they are. But I'm actually speaking, it was probably hard for them.
Yeah. If Chuck wasn't a singer and a performer, he'd make one hell of a comedian, I'll tell you. 21 consecutive top 40 hits, 12 gold albums, over 50 million albums sold, as, of course, Three Dog Night. But we're going to pause, Chuck, for a second. And when I want to come back, I want to talk about two things. I want to talk about many things. I could talk to you, as you know, for generations, Negron generations, in fact. Available now on checknegron.com. But I want to talk to you about the book. I have the book in front of me. I know when it came out, we talked about it extensively. I want to talk to you about that, and I want to talk to you about September. September is, of course, and I didn't know this, okay, it is National Recovery Month, and we want to talk about something that is a benchmark for you that I'm very proud of you for, okay? We'll be right back with my friend Chuck Negron, live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Seggi today.
Like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
More great music with our guest and longtime friend and a great guy. I mean this, not only a big talent, but a great guy, Chuck Negron. I did not realize that September is National Recovery Month. In your book, Three Dog Nightmare, you go into your very tough years under the influence of drugs. You are now celebrating this year 26 years of sobriety. Congratulations, my friend.
Oh, thank you. You know, it's been a blessing, a gift from God. You know, the 26 years ago, I walked into Cry Help, which is a long-term rehab, and they turned my life around. You know, stayed there almost a year. It was just a wonderful program, and just that time on, I've been clean and sober. So it's I was very, very blessed to find that place.
And that was a tough time for you. I remember one time you told me you flew from Cleveland to L.A. just to be able to get some drugs before a concert that you had to do back on the East Coast. You were selling gold records, your own gold records, to pawn shops. It's a remarkable recovery. Everybody should read this book. I mean, really and truly. Is it still out?
It's actually coming out again in November. I wrote 10 new chapters, last, edition. I won't, do another one. But anyway, it's coming out in November, being re-released. It's going to be everywhere. Like I said, 10 new chapters. And we're very, very excited about it. It is now required reading in many rehabs across America.
Really?
They use it, as a book of, instruction, and it's just helped a lot of people. And that's why I wrote it. I mean, I wouldn't have been so graphically honest about, what a pathetic human being I had become and how terribly it affected my family. I wanted it to help people. I wanted people to know, how bad it could get, and I wanted families to understand. So, it's the reason I wrote it. So I'm so glad that it is being used to help others.
There were some great possibilities, as I think there should be, of this becoming a movie. Any more movement on that? Because this would make a terrific theatrical release.
Well, it's, kind of timing is everything in this business and probably life. But, what happened then was New Line Cinema wanted to make the movie and was very, very excited about it. We were in, pre-production, talking about, everything. And they wanted to include my wife at the time, use part of her story in there. And I went and mentioned it to her. She just went, I don't want this. I don't want the movie. I don't want the book to do. I don't want you to do it. I didn't know the book was going to be so successful. I didn't want the world to know our story.
Sure.
And I said, I never knew that. And she said, well, yeah, well, I just figured you were writing a book. You know, how many, what is the chances of it being successful or bestsellers? It was. And now the movie, I don't want it. Actually ended up divorcing because she was just very unhappy. So, of course, I you know, told them, I'm sorry, I can't do it. So once it gets out there, it was in production and we pulled it. You know, you kind of, you know, not known as someone that cooperates, you know, you kind of get a bad rap, you know, because they put money into it already. So at any rate, I don't know, someone's going to have to come along and read the book and just get excited about it all over again and then just, you know, want to make a movie of it. So we'll see, you know, maybe when it comes out in November, it will generate some new excitement. There are new chapters which add to the drama, so to speak, and the recovery of the wonderful, you know, exciting stuff. So, you know, maybe it will stimulate some new interest.
I think that's a very good possibility. And first of all, you got to promise me that when it comes out again that you're going to make time for me to be able to talk to you about it and promote it again. I'm involved, actually, I don't know how I got involved with this. This is what happens when you go back home to your hometown and people think that you're, you know, you have connections. But now I'm involved with a movie production that has to do with a mafia-style killing. And boy, I tell you something, after the lessons that I've learned on how to put that together in the script, boy, this would be something you could really sink your teeth in. I mean, this is a good book, and it's probably even going to be better now that the 10 more chapters are coming out, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. So, you know, I'm very excited about it. And, you know, these 10 chapters I wrote totally by myself without the guide of, you know, they have ghostwriters and, you know, when we first wrote it, Chris Blatchford did all the, you know, all the investigative work to make sure everything was credible and you know, help write it. But on these last 10 chapters, I did it all myself. I wanted it to be totally in my tone with my humor. So, you know, so we'll see how they go.
Good. Now, I have to tell you that over the years, I have dropped your name several times to other rock stars from that era of ours, and they all kind of have the same reaction. They're not really fond of you, and I want to tell you why they're not really fond of you, because you look so damn good, Chuck, that everybody says, they always say, you know, yeah, sure, he looks like that, and I look like Gabby Hayes, and I won't mention those people who said that, but you do,
oh,
man.
God.
I got to tell you something. I know you're big on exercising and everything, but, you know, you make the rest of us look like chopped liver, you know? I mean, you really have kept yourself up. I congratulate you. That's not an easy thing to do as we grow a little bit along in the tooth.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's a lot of that's due to genetics. My father, well, you know, when we lost my father, you know, he was in his mid-70s, and he looked like my brother.
Oh, yeah, no, he was a good-looking man.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, so it's like, you know, I'll be honest, when my father used to come to basketball games at college, when I was in college, he'd end up, you know, leaving with the girls because they thought he was my brother. It's just genetic.
Yeah, well, I tell you, he was a good-looking man. I've seen pictures of him, and you're absolutely right. He looked like he was
in a good-looking man. Nice.
Yeah.
And he was the sweetest man.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, it's just genetics. And you got to, you know, you got to work at it, too, in a sense. Not that I work at it that hard now, but I mean, but there was a time I worked out every day, you know, in great, great shape.
Well, my wife's in love with you, which puts a little strain on our marriage, but what are you going to do, Chuck? You know what I'm saying?
Well, she calls me so much.
I know,
like,
I know.
I'm sorry about
well,
that.
Well, you know, and you answered that ad she put in the L.A. Times, so I can't blame you, you know, you're just...
Yeah, that's true, too. You know, it was a good ad.
That was a great ad. She won an award for that. Negron Generations, out right now. Go to ChuckNegron.com or all digital music outlets. Great songs, plus three unreleased by Three Dog Night, with his two daughters, Charlie and Annabelle. And you got to get this. And, of course, Chuck's going to come back and talk about the latest installment of Three Dog Nightmare. And with his five-octave range, go to his website and find out where he's playing, whether it's with a Happy Together tour or by himself. You will walk away not only excited, you'll want more and more and more. Chuck, it's always great talking with you, my friend. Let's join each other again, chat about the book.
Fantastic. Well, man, good talking to you. You take care. Say hi to the beautiful lady.
Okay.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Chuck. I appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you real soon.
Okay, God bless.
Chuck Nemrod, what a guy. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
This was our first number one record.
Policy. policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Major wildfires continue to burn in the Northwest, forcing thousands from their homes. The largest at this point is the so-called Carr Fire, burning near Redding, California.
I can confirm that we're up over 80,000 acres now on this fire.
Cal Fire Battalion Chief Jonathan Cox says more than 500 homes have been destroyed. 40,000 people have been evacuated. So far, 5 people have died, and at least 12 area residents have not yet been accounted for. At this time, the blaze is only 5% contained. The Cranston Fire in Southern California is now more than 12,000 acres and is believed to be an arson fire. A man has been arrested and charged. And the Ferguson Fire near Yosemite continues to burn. Yosemite National Park is now closed until at least next weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgie today. Our next guest hasn't been with us in too long of a time. I enjoy her show so much on Fox. She has penned a book called Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. Joining us right now is Judge Jeanine Pirro. Judge, welcome back. I missed not having you here.
Well, listen, I am thrilled to be back on with you, and I'm very glad to be able to talk to you and your listeners again about the lunacy that's going on in America, which is incorporated in the book that I wrote, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. And I got to tell you, Ron, I don't think we've ever seen it this bad.
No.
I'll let you ask the questions, but it is just stunning. Everything is crazy these days.
It is. I'm convinced that nobody can understand what's going on today and going to happen tomorrow if they don't read history. And I think too big of a segment of the American public doesn't know history. They don't know that FDR was looking for an excuse to enter the war. People were bent when he closed the banks during the Depression. They don't know that Joe Kennedy bought the election for Jack Kennedy. They don't know that Khrushchev ran over him in their first meeting and the Turkey missile concession for getting missiles out of Cuba. They don't know that LBJ was a warmonger and now he's coming back in because history now is rewriting it. And they don't know about Obama's failures. What the hell's wrong with them?
Well, the reason they don't know about it is for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is the mainstream media, which I talk about in my book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, that just simply won't put out there what is going on and what the truth is. And every day in this country, there are things that are happening, and they're only reported if they're negative against Donald Trump. I mean, when you think about it, I have never, ever seen any president, you know, you talk about the Oval Office in your home, which sounds fascinating, but, you know, I've been around a while, too, and I've never seen the incoming that President Donald Trump is taking every day while he continues to fight for everyday Americans. And the left has had a conniption. They, besides, you know, trying to make sure we can impeach President Donald Trump every minute of every day in the event he winks the wrong way.
Right.
You know, they wanted this man. They set him up with a fake Russia collusion investigation in the event, as Strzok and Page in their text messages communicated, in the event, God forbid, the unthinkable happens, they get the insurance policy. And, Ron, the insurance policy is the Russia collusion investigation based on a fake dossier paid for by Hillary Clinton, paid for by the DNC, known by the Department of Justice and the FBI, used to get a wiretap on the on a person in the Trump campaign. I mean, if this isn't like what happens in a third world country, I don't know what is. And every day we hear about how horrible Donald Trump is. So I'm just kind of in a state of shock. I did The View, and Whoopi Goldberg lost it, ended the segment with me. I was on the show to talk about my book, and she literally threw me off the show and then cursed me out on the way out. I've never, and it's exactly what my book is about. I thought that, you know, the book would be about what's happening, people in the Justice Department trying to influence a presidential election, but The View was an example of what the left is doing to the right every day in this country, and that is trying to shut them up.
Does anyone have a brain of their own? All they got to do is read the facts. I mean, you have them here in the book. A tax reform that took place, a booming economy, low unemployment, renewed manufacturing, ISIS is vanquished, okay? Peace talks with the Korean Peninsula. You know, they moan about him going and talking to the Korean leader there. They moan about him talking to Putin. My philosophy has always been, if you have an adversary, the best way to do it is not ignore it or just throw more wood into the fire. Go there and talk to the guy or woman face to face. If you walk away successful, fine, but at least you made contact. This idea about he shouldn't have done this, Schumer says he shouldn't have gone there, Pelosi says this. I always say that I vote for the candidate. But the Democratic Party is making that very difficult for me to do in the future.
Well, they're making it very difficult, and I think everybody needs to remember in 2018, and this is 2018, what needs to be done. Because as they create these fake narratives as they try to impeach this president for looking the wrong way. When the president was just in Russia, he did what every president has done for the last 75 years. And all of a sudden, it's treason, it's sedition, we got to get rid of him. You know, in the meantime, he's got the toughest sanctions ever on Russia. He's closed Russian consulates, thrown out Russian nationals. He's arming the Ukrainians against Russia. And, you know, while Barack Obama watched Russia take over Crimea and gave them 20% of our uranium and said, hey, tell Vlad I'll talk to him after I'm elected when I have more flexibility.
Right.
I mean, this is lunacy, and it's time for people to recognize if you want to save this country, what you've got to do is you've got to get out there and make sure that they vote, because this is out of control.
I go back to the premise about everybody's got their own personal opinion and entitled to it. That's what America is all about. But when they make false claims because they don't really research it, that bothers the living daylights out of me. People go on Facebook and on social media and say stupid things. It drives me crazy. I mean, this is how revolutions begin.
Oh, yeah. The left is intolerant. The left will not allow the right to speak. They call the right fascist, when in the end, it's the left that won't allow the right to speak.
Yeah.
And they shut us down, and they do what they did to Sarah Sanders and Kirstjen Nielsen. You know, Maxine Waters is out there yelling, you see them, you gather a crowd, you make them uncomfortable. This is sick stuff. This is totally sick.
I wonder, and this has been said many times before, with all due respect to our past presidents and our most recent one, Barack Obama, if he was treated and his family was treated with the disrespect that our current president has, all right, there would have been an uproar that would have been heard around the world.
That's right. Right.
I'm worried. I've never been worried before, but I'm worried because there doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason to this. This is my theory, Judge. Term limits. In other words, 2 4-year terms for a senator, 2 4-year terms rather than 2-year terms for the congressman, and believe it or not, unlimited terms for a president, because the general public will determine whether or not they want that president for a second or third or fourth or fifth term, unlike the protected days back in FDR when nobody knew what was happening in the third and fourth year because
right.
the media wasn't there. And then let these people that are on both sides of the aisle determine the fact that unless they produce, they're out and they're not going to be there as career politicians.
Yep, I agree. Hey, you know what I've recommended? I've recommended you take back their pensions.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You know, no retiring with a pension if you added to the debt. I believe in term limits. I believe in all that stuff. I believe that if you go into Congress, Ron, and you end up with more money coming out than when you went in or your family did, then you know what? It's time to call it a day and maybe investigate you.
Yeah. What about Lyndon Johnson came out a multimillionaire, you know, and he went in as a pauper. You know, the other thing, too, that gets me is the mass media. I've been in the media for over 55 years. I started at a very, very young age in radio and TV. And I see this. I know how the media reacts. You know, they like the siren. And I know that the media is a check for what's happening in not only in government, but in many things, even in private industry. But when I watch, and I used to love NBC. As a child, all I wanted to do was work for NBC, okay? But I watch NBC 630 News with Lester Holt, and I might as well be watching some third world country.
Yep, I agree. It's like, and you know what the amazing thing is? Because there are so many of them, they feel comfortable with it. And that's part of the problem that we have going on here. If you've got people, it's like a mob mentality. If a lot of people say it, then a lot of people will end up just jumping in with the team thinking there'll be no consequences.
Yeah.
Americans, get out there, buy my book. That's why I wrote it, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. Get an insight into what's going on, and there's too much at stake here.
It is absolutely a great point. I know you're on a busy schedule. You got to do me a favor and come back one of these days real soon. But I tell you what, every time they have radio commentators as guests on these shows like yours, they always have somebody who does issue-oriented stuff. They never have an entertainment kind of guy. But as you can see, I'm very passionate about this. So, Judge, I'm available any day, time, anytime, Christmas Day, if you want me to be on your show and give you my view, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
It's great being with you. Take care.
Okay, thanks, Judge. Nice having you aboard. Good luck with the book.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Judge Jeanine Pirro, Fox News. And if I sounded a little passionate, more so than I normally do, I'm very passionate about our country, about where it's going. I don't care, Democrat or Republican. It really doesn't make any difference. Just let's get together on this thing. Let's not just get rid of somebody because we don't like them. Let's try to work this thing out. If the people like the job he's doing, they'll renew it. But this is crazy. I mean, I'm worried. I have never been like this on the air before, but I must tell you right now, I am. This country is too great to let it go by the wayside. It's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
All across the USA and around the world. You know, when a new television show comes out, you wonder to yourself where they got the idea, and then you think, wow, why hasn't this been invented before? And that is the case with our next guest and the show that he's a star of. It's called Splitting Up Together, and it airs Tuesday nights at 9:30, 8:30 Central on ABC. He plays the role as Martin. Joining us right now is a very talented actor, Oliver Hudson. Hi, Oliver. How you doing? Thanks for joining us on the show
today.
How
are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, you know, I meant what I said in the introduction. Why has not someone thought of this before? Because what a great premise for a television show. Now you break it up, but you live together. I mean, I don't want to say how cool is that, but I mean, it is a great premise. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I know. I agree. I mean, I agree. It's funny that you haven't seen anything like this before, because I think it's happening a lot more than we even know.
Right.
You know? And I know that too, just from after doing the show and talking about the premise of the show to people, whoever it may be. I mean, 9 times out of 10, it's, oh my God, I know someone in this situation, or I am in this situation.
Right, or I want to be in this situation.
Eye-opening.
For those individuals who may not know what we're talking about here, and if you're not, you got to be watching on ABC Tuesday nights for Splitting Up Together. You're married, been married for a while, okay? Now, you know, some things happen in marriages where you're not really getting along, so you decide because of the kids. That's always the case, you know, Oliver. Well, we want to stay together for 400 years because of the kids. You decide to split up, but because the housing market is not very good, you actually take turns of who's living in the garage, who's living in the house, you know, off duty, on duty, and you're together, but you're not together.
That's right. That's right. We're parenting. We're trying to do the best for our kids, you know, and we're just trying to coexist and, you know, make it the best situation that we can, and, you know, put on a big smile and say, look, this is great. The kids know everything's going to be good. Of course, that's not necessarily how it goes down. And I think that once you step away from your relationship as well, at least in this situation, and you put some space between it, I think you realize how much you needed each other. These people realize how much they needed each other. And, you know, there's still something there. There's still a little, you know, ember that is glowing.
Yeah, and I think the idea that it's under one roof makes it the thing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, for example, if you say, well, I'm divorced and I'm living in Connecticut and you're living in St. Louis, I mean, it doesn't have the same thing, but under the same roof. Now, before we talk more about the show, which, as I mentioned before, I think is a terrific idea, you are well known for Rules of Engagement, the Fox show Scream Queens, ABC's Nashville. That was a great show. And, of course, on the big screen with the Out-of-Towners and Grown Ups. Got your start on Dawson's Creek as a young man. Now that you're into this, do you find that doing that every week is enlightening and it gives you a little bit of aura of excitement versus, you know, when you're doing a movie, it takes so long to do a movie. You know, this thing here, a few weeks, you know how the audience reacts.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. And then when we, you know, when we're shooting it, it's just we were having a blast as well. You know, everyone got on really well. Everyone on set, pretty much almost everyone except for Bobby, has children, so it's a very adult set, you know, and it's fun. It's really fun talking about the kids, figuring out what's good, what's a good idea. Everyone has different experiences that they bring to the table, you know, that we talked to Emily, our creator, about, who, you know, implements these ideas a lot. What we're seeing in this show is a lot from her life and things that have happened, you know, to her and her family. Not that they're split up, but, you know, it's fun, man. I got lucky.
Well, you know, there's a lot of times a television show will come out and it has a great premise behind it, but it doesn't have many storylines connected to it. I mean, you're thinking to yourself, this thing is going to last like a day and a half. This show here, okay, Splitting Up Together, could last forever with the different circumstances. I mean, it's endless as far as storylines are concerned.
Yeah, I think so. And I think Splitting Up Together, sort of the idea of it, it holds many different meanings, you know, because you can get back together, but then realize, wait a minute, we're doing it for the wrong reasons, and this is not happening, and I don't know why, you know. And it can have definitely many iterations. You know, there could be a moment where they can finally afford to get out of the house, but now do they really want to?
Right.
Is this working? You know, there's just so many different things that we can do, and hopefully we can have the opportunity to do them.
Even if you look at 100 episodes, that magic number, and at the 100th episode you say, I'm going to put together a storyline that gets you back together. You could go another 100 episodes with how that worked out, too. You know, I mean, it's endless.
Exactly.
Now,
I know.
Your wife in the show, of course, is Lena, and she has a kind of a... an adventure, because she wants to get back in the dating circle, but she's a little reluctant. And now, is Martin, your character, going to try to do that too?
Yes. Yes. Actually, it's we get to meet his date, his girlfriend. It's all happening now. Martin gets a little, you know, he gets a little stab at the dating world.
What about the neighbors and your friends? I know that you have a close set of friends that all of a sudden look at that and question their own relationship in this whole life-long type of situation.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're so great. Lindsay's awesome, and Bobby Lee is amazing. You know, he's in over his head. You know, he's got a beautiful woman. He has no idea how he ended up with her, so he's going to do whatever it takes to keep her.
Uh-huh.
You know, and she doesn't want us to break up because we're their only friends. So it's a pretty funny dynamic.
Where do you film it?
We do it at Warner Brothers in L.A.
Do you do it in front of a live audience?
No, the single camera.
You're used to that type of technique, but is it difficult when you don't have an audience reaction to what you're doing, especially in something that has some, you know, humor connected to it?
Yeah, no, because with this show, it's, you know, it's funny, but it's a different kind of funny. It's a situational, you know, and it's not a but it is a circumstantial comedy. You know, what's going to make you laugh is, you know, are the situations themselves, not necessarily like punchline joke punchline. You know,
yeah.
So the timing of the sitcom as an actor is it's like music in a way. I mean, there's a cadence that you have to sort of hit. You know, with this, you can take pauses, you can take your time. And it's more of an emotional show, you know what I mean? Like, there's definitely heartfelt moments in it, whereas in Rules or in our sitcoms, you know, I mean, there's never any sort of heartfelt. I mean,
yeah.
Getting the joke out and making people laugh.
Well, I tell you, it's a challenge, I'm sure, for an actor or actress to cross both of those bridges simultaneously, but you do it tremendously. And as I mentioned, the show is called Splitting Up Together. It airs Tuesday nights at 9:30, 8:30 Central on ABC. And one of its stars is our guest, very talented man, Oliver Hudson. Oliver, congratulations on it, and I hope it goes on for 100-plus episodes. It's a great show.
Hey, I hope so, too. Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us. Look forward to having you back again, okay? That's a good show. It's called Splitting Up Together. Great premise for a television show. Certainly not like the days of I Love Lucy or Father Knows Best. This one hits real situations and family. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Fruit. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Segi today on this last weekend of July. We have another hour to go, though. I want to thank my guests this first hour, Chuck Negron of Three Dog Night, Judge Jeanine Pirro from Fox News. Boy, was that not a fascinating discussion with her? We don't get very political on this show, but, boy, I tell you, my tempers start to rise when I hear about some of the things that are happening in our country that shouldn't be. And also want to thank, from Splitting Up Together on ABC, Oliver Hudson. Next hour, from Sha-na-na Bowser, Maria Bartiromo will be here from Fox News, country star Lori Morgan, and then we're going to be talking to the travel junkie, Julia Diamond. That's coming up next hour, live all across the USA and around the world, with Ron Segi today.